nest on their head, do we say that the person is Kadam or not? The Gemara says that we have a raya that a person could be considered Kadam because I think Chishai came to David HaMelech in the middle of the battle with the rebellion of Shalom, and it describes him as Adam al Roshe. So Moral says with the Gemara is that's the halach the Gemara is discussing, but the Gemara is discussing in B'derech Machshav also. Can a human being, does a human being ever lose his connection to being an offer of Eifer al Boser v'dom? So the Gemara says Moshe ben Minai, Moshe ben did lose when he went up on Har Sinai lechem liyochel. And Maim Lishasa, so he was Kemalach Lekim. So he was able to Panim El Panim Divra Hashem. So is it Shayach for a human being to reach, to be Exesa the Briya? The Briya is that we are a Nase of Nishama of Geshem Beruach. Because we say every day in the davening. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, is the kavana for mafilases apella, that boser veruach, that the neshama and geshem can come together like that. Okay, now that's the bria. Can is it shayach for the bria to be so differently that the bria can, that the bria can be fixed and can be shaped? That's what we're supposed to do. But can the bria be altered? So Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu put Moshe Rabbeinu in this world to show us, or b'shagamu b'osar, to show us it is shayach for a b'osar v'dam to become a malach elikim. Can a b'osar v'dam be so evil that there's no compassion, there's no ruchnius, there's nothing left? That he's only boss of Adam, only Geshem is Shayach, Haman Minatur Minayin. So now, what's Mordechai Vester? So the Moral says Mordechai is the idea of Refuah. Why is it Refuah? Because the Gemara says Mordechai Minatur Minayin. The Gemara says it's the Targum of Teresamim or Redachim. So he says that we understand the Ktoras to be the refuah for issues. How do we find that? By the chait of the Meraglim, by the chait of Korach. So Aaron takes the Ktoras to bring a refuah. So that's why it says, let's go a little back. Okay, so then the question is that the Maral understands that when the Gemara is asking in a Torah Minayin, is it Shayach? Can this be part of the Roshon Bria? If it's not in Torah, then it goes, it's so contrary to the Bria in of itself. So we couldn't accept it, but if it's in the Torah, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Bria can be altered in this way. Okay, so now we know there can be unbelievable tzidkus, and there can be unbelievable lirishas, and it's all part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. It can happen. What is Mordechai? What's Esther? So Esther is easier for us to understand a little bit because we, in terms of what the Maral wants us to understand, because we spoke about on Shabbos that Esther is, when the Torah says Esther min hator minayin menochi haster ponai, so the Gemara says not the pshat that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself, that he sometimes is master and sometimes megal. Esther min hator minayin from the pasuk of menochi haster, but Esther was the one who was brought the gula. She says that da'aka. That's the point, the Gemara says. The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a midah which has a contradiction in terms, which is a stira in of itself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself v'shas ha'stora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master himself even when he's megala himself. So that is not intuitive. We would normally think Kadosh Baruch Hu is master. He's upset with us. He's angry. Amidim chari enough. Amidim sedin. He's master himself. Or is amidim rachamim? Amidim gul. Amidim being megala himself. So what's the pshat v'afilu v'astora? So that's the Esther was mechanish to us. V'afilu v'astora. So that's Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself. And sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself. We don't see what's going on. So that's a certain midah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megala to us through Esther. So the way I would put it into the context is that just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Haman wanted to teach Klal Yisrael by a caricature that it's shaykh to be kim ad kule ruchnin, kim ad kule gashmi. So now Esther is megala to us in midah, because Baruch Hu, there's also a look contradictory. Like, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want to give us charinaf? Or does he give us rachamim? Which is it? What's the parsha? What's the midah happening right now? Right? So, Michtam Leo, Dessler writes that we find after a very severe midas hadin, so then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an amilu nesracham. But many have interpreted that to mean after 45 came 48, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that there were certain dervis. We're now seeing maybe see what happens, seeing the noisechein beinir amim klal Yisrael that we got after the Holocaust seems to be ebbing away. But there was certainly a period of time, there was certainly two Duras, maybe three Duras, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, but his Midas Erachamim, in terms of our stance vis-a-vis many of the Ummah Sa'ilah. So that is, that we understand, after a very severe Midas Adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Midas Erachamim. Okay. But to say that the Midas HaRachman and the Midas that didn't coexist, that Afilu Bastora, even when he's master, and we expect the Midas that didn't, that even there, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being Nahim Midas HaRachamim, so that's one of the Chidushim of the Megillah. And we have in other places, certainly not so clearly, that there is a Rashi mentioned in Shabbos, a Rashi in Chumash, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, after Yehuda, Vayerid Yehuda, so in that parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm preparing the family for Geula, and they conduct themselves as if nothing's happening. So that's a chiddush, that it's shayach for the Rabban Shalom to show us and meet us, her racham, meet us, adin, mamish, ba'isai shah. Or that later on we look back, so we'll see the meet us, her racham, in the meet us, adin. So now, so that's also, that's what Esther is being megala to. So when the Gemara says, Esther, menator minayin, so how do we, where is the makor for this kind of you call it confusion, you call it paradoxical presentation of the Rebbe Yisrael, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Haman in different opposite ends were being megala to us the lofty position that a human being can occupy in the lowest possible position.
His
constellation was that of the red one that he had an atiyah for murder. So you write to Lashman, I got call. Oh.
Umisbar Haman. Madim.
To check it out. It looks possible. Yeah. So, yeah, very much so. Aleph Dalet is your hey. Mem is your mem. And Yud Mem is your nun. So, madim. So, that constellation of being a murderous person. So, that's in the gematria of Haman also.
Kemoshe Yizbar, Mordechai Kolin Yone Hefech. Zela Hatzil min Amavas Kasher Osa. Mordechai is a matzil. Chach Nirmas Mordechai Bezeh Shomer Kachlucha Besomim Roish Lefisha Ketores Matzil min Amisa. Sorry. Umin Amageifa. Umin Malach Amavas Asher Hu Min Munal Amisa L'chach Nirmas Mordechai Bekteres Hu Oitzer Amisa V'kach Yigamke Mordechai Mechaleh Avadon V'amisa V'lechach Nirmas Voi Mordechai. So Mordechai is the, since he is seen as an opposite, as a balance to Haman, so he's invested in Hatzalah, in saving people. V'Haman Hefech Zeh Shenirmaz K'moshe Kosev Amina Eitz Ki Achila Zois Hevi Amisa Li'Olam. At the end of the day, his merum was in Amina Eitz. Amina Eitz is the moment that they brought Misa into the world. So is it shach to have a human being who is so invested in murder, who's so invested in destroying? The Gemara says, yeah, Amina Eitz, there is a Makor. Can happen. V'chila zos shehevi shehevi misa haya yidei nachash akadmoni v'chein homan shumi zera molek v'amukol v'u nachash akalta mimenu ha-misa v'bol li'olam v'lachein Haman should be zera shalom molek. She calling yonai lehashmid v'laroig nirmas b'tar v'loshin zeh. Teitz hadas may be a misa l'olam. So he was had a kesher misyadid with teitz hadas the heavy misa. So Esther Nirmaz V'lashon Anochi Haster Aster V'loma Kosev Shtei Astoreis Rak Ki Hester Rishayin Shiyu Tachas Malchus Achashverim Shiyu Mushu Bodum Loi V'yayisim Yizeh Tachas Homo L'chach Omer Shikosev. Sorry, this is trouble. Right, so there are two Hastaris. One is Achashverosh, that we were Mishubadim to Achashverosh, and the other is that we had Haman. Those are the two Hester Ponims that Kadosh Baruch Hu presented to us. L'chach achar shekosav istarti panay mehem, he writes again, ki oid yovoi al Yisrael. Shnei Hastaris. Alright? So the V'chevan shmei Haman kan Hester tech Hester loy hoya roy liyos ha-goyel rak Esther shemoyra Hashem al goyel atznius shehoya ba. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala his Mida, right? He was Megala this Mida would say, not in an ability to do away, by putting Esther into the palace of the king. So all the accomplishments of Tzniyus fall by the wayside. So l'chor, that's hard to appreciate. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be a tzonua, and I'm going to bring the Yeshua through Esther, sort of giving up so many of the aspects of Tzniyus. Al goydel Tzniyus shehu yuba, ki tzonua nistar bilti nigla. And that's why her tefillos are powerful. And there is where we'll find the insight and the strength to undo the damage of Haman. Mashiksiv Vanochi Hastir Astir Shemoira Zel Hester Ponim Domize Atzmoi Marik Yagoyel Minstiras Ponim, that the Geula will come from Kadosh Baruch Hu being hidden from us. And that's what Esther is pointing out to. Should be Sastoras Ponim, Roishi Agoyel Oisim and Astoras Ponim. That the Geula comes also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hiding himself from us. So again, so what are we pointing out? So we're pointing out that when it says Minatar Minayin, so these are phenomena that are not don't initially resonate with us. And the point of Minatar Minayin means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu actually build the world around these stiras. So the stira of Moshe Rabbeinu is Litzana Tov. And everybody has access to that in some way. The steer of Haman is the evil, and unfortunately we see that from time to time. Claudio, to some extent, is a bellwether for that. And then the steerus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midos. So Esther catches the steer, says it's shach to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be both Masipon and Megalopanov. Esther Minotaur 9. So that we see Kadosh Baruch Hu created an Esther to teach us that. So then the next question is Mordechai. So Mordechai is, in this context, so Mordechai is the Besomim, right? And the Besomim is, what's unique about Besamim? Now we're about to do the sugya. So the Besamim is the most, I think the word is ephemeral in English. It's the most, most abstract of the physical hanois. Right? We now, because we understand atoms and different states of matter, so we can appreciate that Reyach has a significant presence in it can be both inaccessible and at the same time be very present. But before you had the ability for science to visualize for us how atoms and how precipitation works and how the diffusement of certain materials work, so it was a paradoxical event that you had something that you could not touch, and yet it had an impact much further
than things you could touch. So the when we make the bracha, when we recognize the hana of reyach, so that's recognizing this called tension, called stira of geshem ruach. So Mordechai was the one who negotiated that terrain for us. So how would you explain Mordechai? So Mordechai is the caricature of a person who has also has a certain stira, right? Esther is the stira of Gilui and Hester upon him. Because Baruch Hu being Megal himself a field by Storah. And Adam is, and Mordechai is the, carries with him the stira of being both Ruchni and Gashmi at the same time. So, L'chaira, the way the Maral sets it up is Esther is to some extent a foil for Haman, and Mordechai is some of a foil for Achashverosh. For Haman. Okay. To be continued. So now let's go to discuss the Tosus's comments on the Kiddush, on Amida B'Shaz Kiddush. So again, where we come, how are we coming to this sugya over here, at the very bottom, where the Tosus says, Avot Tzorach Iyon Ktsas. Alright? Very end of Tosus. Tosus got through discussing with us right, the practice of saying Savri, and then we discussed the Baruch of Atolva Meitiv, because it also comes Bem Tasuda. And now Tosfos says there's nothing we got to figure out based on our Gemara, because we have been saying until now that whenever you say a Baruch Piyagofen, whenever you have a Birchas Hananin. So in order to be mighty, somebody else in the Berachas, what do we require? Was that? Kviyas, some kind of kviyas. Or in other words, it's another word for kviyas in this context. Was that? A seva, right? And in addition to a seva and kviyas, so we require kavana to be yoyse, comes to be mighty, and we require shmei koina, and we would prefer to have an amirus amit at the same time. Right, in order for Reuven to be included in the bracha of another Jew, right? The Birchas Hanen in another Jew. That's what Gemara has been saying, right? And let me explain based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah. So there we say Yotza Moitzi. Why Yotza Moitzi? Because Arvos, I have a connection with his mamish, the mitzvah he's doing. When it comes to Birchas Hananen, so I'm not connected with his Hanar. Right? That's why I pointed out to you the Yerushalmi, that there have been a Yonah quotes, Ma ben Yayin Lemugmar. Right? So the Gemara there, today the Yerushalmi makes the point that by Mugmar, by the Yayin B'Soy Chasson, I cannot be Moitzi you. Mugmar B'Soy Chasuda, I can be Moitzi you. So the Yerushalmi apparently, according to the Yonah, is bothered by the why is Yayin and Mugmar different? Then we're bothered by, they're not talking about the same things. Yayin B'Soy Chasuda and Mugmar B'Soy Chasuda. Right? So, the Yonah says, no, must be talking about, they must, when they use the terms b'sechel and yachasut, they must be the same thing. Good. But then the Yerushalmi says, well, the reason why they're so different, you know, what does Yerushalmi say? Is that?
You benefit at the same time for a smell? The same smell.
Same smell, right? Now, there's exactly the nakuda that we made. That the first issue you have to work out whenever you're being moiti somebody else is the bracha has to be a bracha. So if I already made a bor for eitz on my apple, and it's not shayach for me to make another bor for eitz on this apple or any other apple until I'm a full asachadas. So my bor for eitz has to be a real bor for eitz, and then it can be moiti. I can be moiti you, right? How am I moiti you? So that we have kivios shmei ka'oina. We have aniyas amein. We have the shayl of the Rashba. Why do you need all of these things? Shouldn't Shemei kind of work on its own? So we pointed out that the major difference between Birchas Hananen and Birchas HaMitzvah, so the Gemara says, well, Birchas HaMitzvah, you're mechuyev to do. But the point is, because of mechuyev to do, therefore, your mitzvah is my mitzvah. So therefore, I'm doing your mitzvah. When I make a bracha and tefillin, even like a kiddush, I make a bracha and kiddush, even though I was yoytze kiddush, because I have a chiv of kiddush. It's called your kiddush. It's my chiv also. Because I'm responsible for arvus. Right? Lashon of the ritzvah, that I'm kamen orev, I have a chayv. But when it comes to hanah, your hanah is not my hanah. So how did the bracha begin to be a good bracha? So as we explained, that it could be you have Shemei Ka'ayna, and it could be that you have Nias Amen, but you're still missing that my bracha is a bracha chshuva b'chlal. So that has to have to be connected to your achila, or the way that we formulated it, we share some hano over here. May not be the hano achila gufa, but the hano of achila b'tzavta, achila b'yach. Good. So now, the Yerushalmi that the Rinyana quotes supports that Hamalach fantastically. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says Ma ben yain luk mugmar, right? And we're not talking about we should and both b'sayi chasuda. So, but they're both berachas hananen. So the Yerushalmi, when the Yerushalmi says Ma bein yain luk mugmar, so the Yerushalmi says because when it comes to mugmar, we are being nene from the mamish the same hana. So it's like a berachas mitzvah. Mashenikim b'yayin, we may be having hana still hana, but it's not mamish from the same yayin. Exactly where that goes, we have to wait for the sugya. But the point is. That svara that we pointed out, that arvus provides the fact that I am doing your mitzvah, Yerushalmi says that's the vort legame rech. Okay, now Taisha's raised a question which is very negeya, and this way it's good to think about it now because you can chazer it every single Friday night, Shabbat afternoon, if you're not chazering it explicitly with your family, but you can chazer it in your mind, and that way you'll remember. Brachis Mem Gimel Aleph Reish Ayin Vav. See Vav? Reish Ayin Aleph? I think you're right. Reish Ayin Aleph. Reish Ayin Vav. See if you're good. So the question is, here we're sitting over here with the Saint Ginnish. How many people here stand during the Brach of Kiddush? How many will sit during the Brach of Kiddush?
Friday night.
Good question. Friday night. Friday night. Anybody stand during the Brach of Kiddush? All the way through. How many people sit towards the end of Kiddush? How many sit through the entire Kiddush? Nobody. Ooh, you're all standers? Oh my gosh. Okay, anybody sit during Abdullah?
Good. Okay. Flush them out. Okay. Yeah. Was that? Yeah. Good. 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 It makes a lot of sense. The mikveh thing makes a lot of sense. Anyways, also it's much safer. Then end up doing a tainus for dropping your tefillin, so it's a safer thing. So now, when it comes to kiddush, so the Tosfos says, "Utmiyani." Right, so why does everybody stand, by the way? Because your father stands, that's a good idea. But that's the right thing to do. So there are different reasons for standing. One reason for standing is because you give kavod to a mitzvah, kavod to a bracha. That is your beginning position. Your starting position, the palms stand during kiddush?
Meaning it's happening, you sit down at the end of early at night.
So you stand for your chulu. And then you sit for the back, for the last. Yeah, that's the literature, but that's the perspective. So everybody here besides you and me stands for the entirety of Kiddush? Yeah?
Same thing after. I prefer Haggadah and I sit down.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
What about Shabbos Day?
Shabbos Day, does anybody, who stands for Shabbos Day?
I'm different. That's crazy.
Okay. So what's the word? Why are you standing? So that is the starting position. The default position being a mitzvah is to stand, because by standing you're giving kavod. And sitting down, you're relaxed, you're chilled. But standing is giving kavod. So that's why amongst the Hasidim, they stand during all of Kiddush. Right?
Rabbi Shabbos Day sits the whole time.
Who's that?
Rabbi Shabbos Day sits the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I have my minhagim and these nakudas. So my father left home, he left his parents' home when he was 16 or 17, and then went to yeshiva in Frankfurt. And then, I don't know how long he was there for, but then about a year later, he left and ended up in Gateshead. It was a literature yeshiva. And my father wasn't like a detailed kind of person. So his minhagim are, and then after that, he was floating around as a single guy in London. So these details were not so. My mother was the opposite. She was very much a detailed person, kind of mind. So my father didn't remember. So we sort of cobbled these things together. So that's the default position. You give it cover, you stand. That's why luminesri, you stand. That's why when you put on your tefillin. No, so that's why you would. Your standard, your starting position, right? That's your default position. Give a covenant, unless there is some reason to be sitting. Okay, so now it comes to vayichulu. There's an additional reason to stand, and that is what
Eidus.
What's the other additional reason to stand? Mr. Burr mentioned because at the very beginning, Yom Hashishi vayichulu Hashemayim is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay. So you are therefore. Those are all the reasons to stand. Okay. What's the reason to sit? So the reason to sit is because Kiddush Mokim Suda. So that's where we get sketchy. So you want to be sitting during the Suda. You want the Kiddush part of the Suda, right? What's the point of Kiddush Mokim Suda? Is Kiddush Mokim Suda that you are enhancing the Kiddush by attaching it to a suda, so you stand? Or is Kiddush Mokim Suda that you're enhancing the suda by starting off, bang, with the Kiddush? Right? That's what many of the Rishonim say, and the Rav is very elaborate and it's a lot, that your Kiddush is the way that you designate this meal is a Shabbos Day meal. So then it makes sense to sit. Why should you? Because you're starting the suda. Again, it's not saying it's mukhrach. You could do it standing also. But l'chor, that might be the word. That if you see the Suda as giving kavod to the Kiddush, that this way you have a Kiddush more substantial, right? Kiddush could just be a fly by the thing. I'm home, stand on the table, make Kiddush. Okay, sit down and learn. All right, then it becomes like Abdullah. It happens, comes and goes. But if you want Kiddush to give it kavod, so you say, we're going to go into this Kiddush at the beginning of the meal. Or you say, the Kiddush is there because you want to make sure that you realize this is a Suda Choy Shabbos. Then start this since you're sitting down. So that's the Machlokes HaMinhagim. So you change the default position of standing for L'chavid HaMitzvah, and you, where that's a Gemara, that you stand L'chavid HaMitzvah. Where's the Gemara? You have to know this. because this is good schmoozing in a chasana. And the Gemara, and I think it's Yerushalmi Bikurim, because when the Jews brought their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, so the Jews of the neighborhoods around would gather and stand up as they were bringing their fruit to Yerushalayim to give them kavod. What does that have to do with the wedding in Eretz Yisrael? So do you sit or stand in Eretz Yisrael for weddings?
Stand.
No one sits on Shaykh, right? When Israeli comes into a wedding hall and sees seats, he says, what goy put all these seats in? Right? So in Eretz Yisrael, everybody stands. Why? Because the chasan is giving a mitzvah. So you give cover to the mitzvah, right? So that's why recently in the last 15, 20 years, a new minhag came in America that they stand when the chasan comes down the aisle, yeah? And when the kala comes down the aisle. See, you usually see that the rabbanim in the front don't stand because that was the minhag was never to stand. I don't know when it started. Maybe, did the goyim stand during wedding? Because they come from the movies. They stand up on the...
Stand, get a better picture.
Is that?
Get a better picture,
okay, with the phones. So the... So then you all see that the different things going on in the front. You see that the some rabbanim, most rabbanim will sit. And then you see some rabbanim will stand for anybody who's over the age of 70. That's a mitzvah deraisa, right? They stand when they say b'tokum. So they say, we're going to stand for the old guys, right? And then there'll be some rabbanim who will say, don't stand. But the whole tzibur standing, they stand for covered tzibur. So that's what's going on in the front. It's, where does it all come from? It all comes from this Gemara Bikurim. So that's why the default position of doing a mitzvah is give kavod to the mitzvah, because it's a din of giving kavod l'oisei mitzvah. Where else did that come up, by the way? Kavod l'oisei mitzvah. Bikurim, Eretz Yisrael, Chasanus, and why do we stand for Yivarech David? At the end of Sukkot Zimra. Right. Because there's a minog to give tzedakah during Vayivarach David, right? Because of the phrase, there's a phrase of giving kavod, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mi'oshvei. So that was where the minog came to, everybody goes over to the Pishka. So since that happened during Vayivarach David, it is suggested that that's why the minog, instead of standing for a guy, the tzedakah stand, says, I'm going to stand, I'll bring the money over to Pishka then. It was standing, l'chavid l'oisei mitzvah. So that's the default position. However, the some started sitting because of Kiddush Makom Suda or because of this Taisvus. Because Taisvus says in Daf Mem Gumud Aleph, Aval Tzor Rechi and Ktsas. I don't know what that means, Rechi and Ktsas. What does that mean? Chavetz Chaim, they'd spend at least 5 days in this. What's Rechi and Ktsas? Right? We have dolo she'anu mavdilin va'aimdim heyech anu poitvin ze ezem miyayin u me avdola chresha einanu la yoshu la mesubin. So Taisva says, why? How do we do this for Abdullah? Right? Is this a raya that in the time of Taisva they would sit down during Kiddush? Amutzarech iyon tzas me avdola she'anu mavdilin. Where's the kviyas? No, it's a good kasha. So Tais's answer is no. Shemim shalom teil shekumbu and asman kedil tiskidei avdola. Kavim nami yekula milsam v'lachach, and therefore no evit toiv. This is a very interesting phrase. What is Shad Hashar seeing? V'chach noe v'toiv l'mabdu v'gam l'shoimim sheyeshu v'shas avdala as Boaz does she'oz yenira kekayveyu poitu v'som, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, right? So in this Taisvus l'chorik the gvaldik akasha, correct? Elamai, he has a good answer. He says, look, maybe we create the kviyas because what are we all doing over here? We're all doing, we're all here to have avdala, others wouldn't be standing around, correct? But by the way, just to jump back, so when it comes to Kiddush during the day, so Kiddush during the day is only to give kavod to the meal. There's no brach of Kiddush. It's a Borei Pirkei Avot, Kiddush Makom Sud. It's like, we discussed this, right? It's like the Kiddush Rabba. We learn it together? No? Kiddush Rabba? So it's the Kiddush to give Kavod to the meal. There's no other to make it Borei Pirkei Avot. So you're not giving Kavod to the Borei Pirkei Avot, you're giving Kavod to the meals. That's why there are more of us who sit during the Kiddush during the daytime. It's not a separate mitzvah, right? So that's why standing during Kiddushing the day is Zacharik. It's interesting how that happened. But sitting would make much more sense. So Tosfos says that Tzarech Iyun Ktzatz, what's going on during Avdolah, where is the Kviyas? So he says, L'chayra, you can create the Kviyas because we all, so what's the phrase in the Gemara, that in the Gemara by Rav? Hadach Plon.
Yeah.
Right. The Gemara says, we're all going to get off our horses and come to the same place. So, so this is like that Gemara. We're all saying this. All everything. We're making Abdullah. Oh, they all come from all the place in the house. They come then and say Abdullah together. So that becomes the what's conveying them together. Okay, hold on. So that's what Taisva says. So it's interesting. What's that Tzorchiyan Ktsas? Tzorchiyan Ktsas. He'll tell me because he knew the Teretz already. Right. And then he says, "Lachach no evitoyv lamavdo." Is what Taisa is saying? Is should be doing it? Right? No evitoyv lamavdo gam meshemi sheyesh v'ushas avdala. So what's the position? No evitoyv. In other words, we want to give kavod to the mitzvah. So, and I have a good explanation for how you're going to be yaitzei. So once you have those two together, is there any reason to be sitting? So that's the, and the Mishnah Berurah adds in another svar to standing of Abdullah. What's that? Mishnah Berurah adds on the svara of that you're being Malavid the Melech. It's part of Malavid the Malka. Alright? Now let's see if we can find the Vilna Goin. Here it's V'yosef Toiv Leishev. Right, Yochel Lamoy Bishas Hakiddush, Yosef Toiv Leishev. This Kiddush Friday night, V'Noyegen Leishev, and then he discusses Vayichul. Now, which is going to be the Vilna Gaon? Any ideas?
Well, it's not a member.
Not a member of the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah. Maybe you can press links on top.
Yeah, good. But then if you scroll down to find the yod, nope, did not do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the other ram, I'm not sure if we'll do this. Oh, it's good. See if you had right?
Yeah.
V'yoyse toiv. Ayin toisves. Brochus ben gimel. Hoyol. And then he writes, V'chein ikir. Right? So what's the V'chein ikir? That the Vilna Gaon seems to take a position. Right? That one should sit down. Okay, so this is what this is. Reish Tari Zai. Reish Ayin Allah. Okay. V'yoyseh Tai, Mishnah Berurah. T'v'chai gad me'mikr t'fei kiddush v'mokim suda. Alright. V'chein hiskem v'ver agra. That you should be sitting. U'mitam acher. For a different reason. And then he quotes our sugya. Right? Back to Kuf Sama Zayin. So he says, even the Vilna Gaon only held was a chachila, right? And so therefore, if you're not going to all be sitting, make sure that there is some kviyas. Make sure you're not walking all around the living room. Make sure you focus on the meal.
That's Pedasa Grah.
Sharat Siyan is the? It's the footnotes, right? Mr. Burr, I think, may have, certainly in Halacha, I think, is the first one who may have written footnotes. It's interesting. So the shows how creative the Chavetz Chaim was. Dehine al divrei rama ramas hagra la'ain bebrachis mem gimel. Right. So now the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the oimek of his ha'ara that the gra when he's on this phrase in Shulchan Aruch said look at brachis mem gimel. Right? What's he pointing out? The sugyas of Kiddush are primarily new in Arvei Pesachim. That's where they have the sugya of Kiddush. A little bit in Shabbos, mostly in Arvei Pesachim. So the Vilna Gaon, so the Gra is saying, but this din is tucked away at the end of a Tosfos and Brachos. You learn in case of Mevarchin, you learn the Tosfos. But Lo Yisur, you'd be learning Arvei Pesachim, and then your Rebbe would say that to know this din, you have to see the three last lines of a Tosfos and case of Mevarchin, be impressed that he remembers three lines at the end of Tosfos. So that's what the Gra said, that's what Mishra was pointing out. The Gra is saying, this is not a Sugya of Pesachim. This is not even Sugya in Shabbos. This is tucked away in a Sugya, in a Tosfos, and Mem Gimel and Aleph. V'siyim v'kein iker. U'v'toysvus tom v'sham amenageinu. The Toysvus really had a kasha. She'ein onu lo yoshvin v'lo yimusu m'shas havdola. And the Mishnah Berurah puts in square brackets, which is not in our Toysvus, right?
Yeah.
What about Kiddush? V'tirtzu, because the Mishnah Berurah is transplanting this sugyif, right? In other words, the Toysvus is talking about havdola. The Vilna Gaon is saying, if you want to understand this Shulchan Aruch, it's because this Shulchan Aruch was referring to a Tosfos that talks about Havdalah, not about Kiddush. V'tirtzu shamas ha-menug. Tikvi yaseinu kedei l'teis ha-vikim ha-yeshiva l'didu. U'mikol mokim siyimu al-zed de-toy v'no elam abdil. The Tosfos says, this is a good thing to do. That sounds like Allah Khilat again. Umistapkina im kamvanas hagra kemoisha tomua taisus mitchila the yeshiva hili kuva I kemoisha sivuliva saif. And when the gra says the chain iker, says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't know what the gra meant. What's the chain iker mean? You could make an argument the chain iker means you gotta sit because taste was kasha, the gavaldika kasha. Because you might not be Yoytzei, according to Tosfos Kasha. When he says V'chein, Tosfos says, I think it's a good idea. And the Gra has a stronger Lashon than Tosfos. So what's the significance of the strength of the Lashon of the Gra? So it's possible to say, what the Gra is saying is, Tosfos Kasha is a good Kasha, and this Teretz is not such a good Teretz. Gra could say, we couldn't say, but the Gra could say it. But you see, they had the Mishnah, the Chavetz Chaim learned the Vilna Gaon. How he was medayik and lush in the Vilna Gaon. So did he mean v'chein iker, and therefore the Gra holds if you're not sitting, you're not yoytzei, and according to the Gra, you make your own kiddush over again. Is that what he means? Mistat kanam, oy kemoshe simu b'soif, ach milkama, or is the Vilna Gaon saying, look, Taisa said, Mixus Kasha. He said, Toiv and Noah, right? That means it's a good idea, but my Teretz is a decent Teretz. And Vidyev, but you'd be okay, you'd be Yotze. Hold on. That was the suffix of the Chavetz Chaim. I don't know. Achmil Kamun Simon Reish Sadivom Sivom, Mashma Shom Lachayra Bibay Ure, the Tzorch Medina Yeshiva, Ayin Shom. If you look at the Vilna Gaon in the Halachis of Abdullah, it sounds like he was machriya to be more machriya than Tosfos himself. Vainchem Vesyosif Diskamaskonasatasis, Val Korcho de Kavanos Rakhil, Vitzarchim Vekavanas Hagra. So let's just check this up, what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. In Reish Sadi Vav. Okay. Omer Abdullah bin Yushuv. Right? Shulchan Aruch is consistent. Everything is b'yeshiva. However, why is Abdullah different than Kiddush by yeshiva? There's no Abdullah Makim Suda. Right? So the yeshiva by Abdullah, the Chayr is only to accomplish a Kviyas of Imaitzi. Right? Let's. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Miyushiv only makes sense by Abdullah if you are being mitzi others. If you're not being mitzi others, go back to your default of Amida L'Tzarech Baracha. Yeshayman halvoyis hameis. Halvoyis, sorry, halvoyis hamelach. Guys are sleeping, should have caught me. So the, now let's go back to the Vilna Gaon. Reish Tzadi Vav. Miyusadin. Last time we had a Miyusarach. That's so bad. No. Yeah. Sif Vav. What did he say? Vasnis and Shon Hesebo, the Yeshiva di Don Kimoy Hesebo. So what's the Vilna Gaon saying? Why are we sitting? No. Is that? Tivius. Tivius. And here the Vilna Gaon is not saying that it doesn't cut any flexibility. And if it's B'tam Yeshiva, you need to be Yeshiva because you need to have Tivius. Toysvus Shom V'cheiniker. So again, you could just learn Toysvus V'cheiniker. Right? And you have to even figure out what Toysvus is referring to. But the Mishnah Berurah learned the Gemara so carefully. He said over here it says v'chein ikur, so it sounds like if you read this straight, it sounds like that he's learning pshat in Tosfos. That's the ikuva, right? That's how the Chavetz Chaim learned the Vilna Gaon with such precision. And that's why the Vilna Gaon, that the Mishnah Berurah holds that the Vilna Gaon would say that yeshiva, when you are being moitzi somebody else, is likuva. So he would certainly say legave Abdullah. Somebody asked me last week, we were discussing this last night. So I remember when I was younger, there was a short period of time where I sat during Abdullah, because I was in the sugya, and a little bit of a balgaiva, and I came to the conclusion to sit down. Then I get older, I can listen to a balgaiva more. Do what Kali Yisrael does, so I stand. But that's what this Vilna Gaon is saying, what the Mishnah was saying. Yeshiva didon, k'may yesebu. Right? So we stand because we hold of this, the Tosfos. Right? So we'll take some questions, but then there is a Gevald de Chazanish over here. Gevald de Chazanish. Question before.
Yeah, I was going to say a while back.
It wasn't so long ago, it was only 12:30. We're all holding. No, we're all holding.
Why can't the fact that you're doing Havdal itself be a kvias? Well, I guess Tosos kind of said that.
It could be. That's what they're saying. Forget.
Yeah.
Tosos Havdalah. We're the ones who are learning Havdalah and thinking Kiddush.
Right.
Tosos Havdalah.
So I guess my question is a non-question.
Okay. Good.
What is more Kiddush? why would you not do, like, I guess, like the way Rebbe does it, where you stand for Rechu and sit for Kriyas? I think you're accomplishing both.
Why would you not, as opposed to what?
As opposed to just standing for everything or sitting for everything.
Oh, so standing for everything is give cover to the bracha, give cover to the mitzvah.
But you can do that and also sit for
no.
In terms of
this. No, not really. You can't during the mitzvah kiddush. The mitzvah kiddush starts with right, and standing for Vayichulu is, but it is. And one that Vayichulu is practically going to be part of your kiddush. So standing for Vayichulu and sitting is really making a point. In other words, it's not normal. Normally, you come, you sit at the table, and you say, so you have to say, or you stand. The idea of standing and sitting means you're really making a point now. Then my standing was Mishnah Medus, and my sitting, so that's fine. But it's not. We get used to things, but it's not a normal thing to do.
Is there an idea to stand, let's say, Friday night, the whole thing, and then sit Shabbos day, the whole thing?
You do what your father does, whatever you keep them in Hagia Yisrael. So I just heard that somebody, there was a young man who was being very, very flipped out, being very, very honored to Israel. He's learning up a storm, and he stayed there during the summer during it. So he was thinking of staying. I think last year he stayed for Pesach. So this year the Shiva said he should go home, even though it means he's going to end up not being Shiva for all of Nisan, because that's the minute. Because you have to learn the Minhag of your father. You have to.
I'm just like also another side point, but also before. Maybe say like that the Rambam don't stand during the chuppah. Does that mean that other people also shouldn't be standing?
During the chuppah, everybody sits, no?
I'm saying one that Chasam Chag sits.
No, just when you don't know where something comes from, so people are. Bottom seated thing. You want to be more mindful. Why am I doing this? I'm sitting. Why am I doing this? So if we would have done this for decades, so then we would have had the mitzvah. We'd be doing. I made the mitzvah. Yeah. So there is a svara to it. There's a svara to it. But I think they're bottom afraid that either it comes from Litzanus or it comes from Ligoyim. I think that's true.
I thought it was always because the Chassidus don't know.
Yeah, so that it probably is. It doesn't make that much sense. I know that's probably a big deal thing. But what's about Damon Lamelech? First of all, is Damon Lamelech is really after when he finishes the mitzvah, not before the mitzvah. Yeah. So the Chazanish. Chazanish is a gewalt with that?
What should we do? Just
stay. Sit in the front with the rabbis. So, what's that? Oh, no, I'll say it. Thank you very much, Trisha. But Chazanish is the Gevaldan Chazanish. I just wanted to have the opportunity to see some more Svarm over here. So the Chazanish says the following Kasha, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the bracha of Hamoitzi on Friday night, no, the bracha of Hamoitzi by Leil Seder, and the bracha of Bar Pir Gofen on a Friday night had the status of a birchas mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah they rise to have matzah, and it's l'yitochin. You can't have, and Chazal said you can't have the matzah until you make hamotzi lechman aretz. But I have to have a matzah, so I have to say an alachilas matzah, and I have to say a mitzvah. So the Gemara says. The Gemara asks the question, but the Gemara says maskona. That means it's bumped up to a birchas mitzvah. I have an achrayas that you should eat matzah. Memel have an achrayas that you say lechilas matzah. Memel have an achrayas you say amoytzik. So when you have your bread, when you have your rolls that from Shabbos with the tuna fish from Shabbos, so you have no chiyuv to have that. So you can do it what you want. So I can't make a moitzi for you. I have no arvus on your hamoitzi. But Leil Seder, I have arvus on your matzah. And I have arvus on your hamoitzi and on your alchilas matzah. Mevelus and berchas hamitzvah. So the Gemara over there says, I can be moitzi everyone around the Seder with the bracha of hamoitzi, even if I already made hamoitzi. The Gemara says, Lagabe Kiddush, Medrash says, Zachreyu alayayin. So Rav Rishonim say it's a mitzvah derabbanon to have the wine. There's a miut Rishonim who say that there is a deraisa to have the wine. But it doesn't matter deraisa derabbanon, but you have to have the wine. So Mimela, if you have to have the wine, you have to make a bar pirgofen. So when I make a bar pirgofen, then where's the suffix? When Chazal said to make a birchas hanenin, so didn't they say that when it comes to a birchas hanenin on a mitzvah that you have to do, is that a birchas hanenin, birchas hamitzvah? Nafkamina yasamaitzi. So Gemara says, you're sitting at a kiddush, and then some of your guests come late, so you have to make kiddush for them, you can make a birchas hanenin. I made a birchas hanenin for 10 minutes ago for my own wine. I'm a Yotza Moitzi, that's what we say. I can make Kiddush for them, make Kaddish of the Shabbos, and I can make a Bar Pirgofen for them. That's the Maskana. So it says the Chazon Ish, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, I don't need Kviyas to be Moitzi somebody else. You only need Kviyas by Birchas HaNenem. By Birchas Mitzvah Arvus. There's no din of Kviyas if I make a Bracha for you for Tkiya Shefer. As long as you have kavan, I should make it. And yes, I made it works, right?
Isn't that kind of what Tosfos answers?
No. No. Tosfos answer is that we do have kviyas. Tosfos answer is not that it's a birchas hamitzvah. Tosfos doesn't say I in Chof Tesman base it's a mitzvah. No. That's the chazanish of kasha. This is tzarachian. It explains why Taish would say Tzerechi and Ksas. But L'chaira, why doesn't Taish end off by saying, Ayin, Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, Omid Beis? This is the Gemara that the Rav drilled into us. Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes. So, Tzerechi. Tzerechi, why Taish had the cash altogether? Why has to give an answer? It's a Kviyas, because we're doing all the mitzvah together.
That was a mitzvah.
What was that?
I'm
not sure what you're asking.
Is Abdullah a mitzvah?
I heard you say that. That's what you're asking. What was the other alternative?
What's
that?
It's a mitzvah midaraisa, mitzvah midrabanan,
techiyuv.
It's a machlaikas with the raisa rabbanan. According to Ram, the Ram says, Kishem shemitzvah, kiddush, kishem shemekachem shabbos bechnisasoi, kach mekachem shemitzvah. But Rav, it's a fascinating question. Rav Svarim say that Abdullah is a Derabbanan, right? The Rambam seems to have Abdullah is a Raisa, and there is a Valchanan of Wasserman who says that Abdullah and Yom Tif could be a Deraisa. He's a Mizdaik and a Tosis because.
If you
called
Mitzvah Midrabbanan, then maybe Kfias.
So there are svarim that say what you're saying, but they're very hard to understand. There are svarim that say that maybe there's an arvus by the rabbanan to get mitzvah. But it's very hard to understand because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah specifically says that yotza moitzi works for Megillah and for Halo. Right, and lachayra, and even if you want to use an action and say that Chassam Sefer says that there's a kim they rice in Megillah and Halal, yeah. So, but l'chayra our sugya is over and over again yotzum moitzi on the brach and the birchas on mitzvah. So that's going to be a drabana. So you're going to say it's a yotzum moitzi on the birchas on mitzvah because of the arvus in the day rice. I guess you could say it, but it's a chayra bit mechudish dek. And then there are those who say it.
That's why it's
terrible. Yeah, I was say.
Based on the Chazon Ish, then we should stand because for Birchas HaMitzvah we have to stand.
stand for something like Achilas Matzah and Kiddush and Abdullah, we should stand.
Not a bad idea to find out what to do with the name Brock. Not a bad idea. There's a whole reason for your, yeah. So it goes mikotza lekotza though. According to Vilna Goin, v'chein ikir, right? V'chein ikir is, you gotta sit, v'chein ikir. And the Chazanisha's kasha, l'charev, there has to be a teretz for this kasha. Right? Vilna Goin said v'chein ikir. There's gotta be a teretz for this. But according to the Chazanisha's kasha, is for carrot. Right? Tzorchin Golo. Tzorchin Ktsas and Tzorchin, Tzorchin Golo. No? Well,
the Gemara Shlomel quoted two Berachos of Mitzvah.
Say it again?
The Gemara Shana,
yeah,
about the Berachos of Mitzvah, which Berachos of Mendon, quoted two Berachos of Mitzvah that also have the Berachos of Mendon attached. One was Kiddush.
Matzah
and Kiddush.
Yeah.
It doesn't quote Abdullah there, which is interesting.
It does not quote Abdullah there, correct.
I would expect Kiddush and Abdullah,
because it's
kind of like
Well, one note, the reason that the Gemara is responding to a Gemara that said that Birchas HaNenah are different than the examples of the Birchas HaNenah are Hamoitz in Yayin. So that's why I wanted to be an example for each one. And Abdullah and Kiddush are very much together. Yeah.
Based on the eighth parent, it seems like the Gemara assumes that Kiddush and
Abdullah
are the same thing.
What do you mean the same thing?
I assume it means like the same clear, but it's not same clear. So that's what the Rambam says.
Most Rishonim say it's not the same thing, because when it says, you know why? Because it says Zochar Shem Shabbos LeKadoshay. So it sounds, LeKadosh sounds B'chnisah. So when you're Mekadosh, Abdullah, you're not being Mekadosh. Rambam Mekadosh that you give expression to the Kiddush of Shabbos as it ebbs away as well. But most Rishonim say Zohar is in Mishabas Likadshe to be Mekadosh. That's when Zohar Eliyahu. That's why it would be different, right? And but coming back to the direction that you want to go in our what we're discussing right now is the din of Kviyas to be Moitzi. So in that, you're right. This should be the same. That's correct. And that Nakuda. And the Nakuda of being Bimkoim Suda, they're way apart. Good. So again, so what do we have? So in the sugya of Kiddush, it's standing for Kiddush. So we have the different reasons, the default position, the different reasons for sitting, explain the various minhagim, and then we pointed out how we have a three-way machlekes ledina about sitting or standing during Kiddush Abdullah. The Vilna Goin would say, Mechenika, you gotta sit for everything. And the Chazanish would say, you can stand for everything. And the Mishneh Berurah says, L'chadchila, you should sit, because it says, V'cheinoe V'toy. Yeah, so it sounds like L'chadchila V'galoshim. And V'dievad, you would be Yaseh anyway because of the Sefer of Taisus. But one of the other Peiros HaNoshim that we learn in the Sugya is the Daikonos that the Mishneh Berurah attached to learning the Vilna Goin. I even Daik in the Vilna Goin's words. Good. Okay, on to Parashat Zachar. Hey,
try it. Oh.